With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Can you tell me why I smile every time I hear that music?
Because it sounds like Andrea.
No, I can see Andrea coming in on a camel, in a flowing biblical dress, doing her Merutz LeMilyon.
Right. That minor tone music. It's so Israeli. It's like our national anthem is so bleak. No major chords. Everything minor, minor, bleak, heavy, the desert winds, blah, blah. Okay, I'm here. Hey. No, you have to give me like, I need like music by, what's his name? Usher? That's the kind of life I live here.
Gosh, I
we
really
have to keep it mysterious and Middle Eastern and spices. You could smell the spices from my kitchen, right?
100 million%. I got to tell you, I know that we are planning to talk about Yom Yerushalayim today. I know that, but I don't think it's every day that Israel wakes up to this bizarre news that happened at 11:30 last night. What's the mood? You know, the news we'll get from Rolene later. I'm interested in the mood. How people.
It's disbelief. The mood generally is disbelief. It is rage, disgust, and that's just, you know, that's just my next door neighbor. No, people are sick. They're sick of the expense. They're sick of the egos. They're sick of the, it's shocking and it's shameful. But other than that, I really have no words.
Okay, let's talk about Yom Yerushalayim. Probably a relief, a relief after what you got. And another 3 weeks of it we've got. No more, September the 17th. That's what we've got to wait for.
September the 17th. The anxiety level before these past elections was crazy. It was so palpable. You could cut it with a knife. And there was like such a sense of relief the next day that nobody, even when your candidate didn't win, everybody was so happy that it was over. If anything, they're just livid. The results, of course, will be fascinating. There's a lot of supposition, and please God, we have a whole summer to speak about it, because these guys aren't going to grow up. So we have until the 17th to chit-chat about these. It's just so shameful. It's so embarrassing. It's one Israel, one Jerusalem, one Jewish country, and this is what's splashing all over the pages of the New York Times, the Washington Post, and my personal favorite, the New York Post. So, you know, it's
bad. And more. And more, that's for sure. So let's talk about Yom Yerushalayim, because like you say, we'll have lots of time to talk about Israeli elections. When is Yom Yerushalayim and what is happening?
Okay, so Yom Yerushalayim is officially being celebrated on, well, actually, it's Motzi Shabbos on Saturday night. It's all kind of starting, but it's being officially celebrated on Sunday. And crazy, just a little bit of the background. I know we have a very little amount of time. Jerusalem was liberated. It was taken over in 1948, the War of Independence. Jerusalem was divided by barbed wire. I think something like 58 synagogues were razed to the ground. Cemeteries were gutted. Tombstones used for Jordanian streets. And it was a very bleak period. And then the Six-Day War broke out. And I believe it broke out on the 5th of June, if I am not incorrect, 1965. I was in the sixth grade in grade school. I was
67.
67, sorry. Right. Hello. 67, the 5th. We got a 5 in there somewhere. And we miraculously won. We won property. We won real estate. We won territories that we were never vying for under attack. We were under siege. And Jerusalem was miraculously reunited, something that some people just thought we would never live to see. It was a ganzenes, and it's a big celebration, and it's become actually a minor religious holiday. Usually, the big rabbeim, they kind of stand back. You know, there's a lot of controversy over Yom Ha'atzmaut, Independence Day, and Yom Yerushalayim, they are saying prayers. They say it in one of the events this week. Actually, I'm just taking a look. There's a special prayer at which yeshiva, some big yeshiva, Merkaz HaRav, which of course is Rabbi Cook, you know, Rav Cook. The yeshiva is a whole day at night, starts on Motzi Shabbos, prayer and dancing and orchestra and a lot of free food. There's marches. One day as a single mom, I took a bunch of my kids to march, and we were in our blue and white shirts, and we found ourselves marching in a group. We were obviously late, and then we found out later, a friend said to us, you know, what were we doing with the gay contingent? So everybody comes and marches from all over the country. And it's a big miracle, and it's an amazing thing to imagine that I wake up every day and I live here because I chose it. You know, your choice kind of has a miraculous flip side. Other questions? You want to talk about the Bereshis moon launcher?
Again.
We'll never do that to you again. Never, never, never.
Yeah, well, you almost did it again with the elections.
Yeah.
I said, I know he's going
to pay. Feeling. I went to the feeling. That's why I did that. I just interested because my external perception of it is that it's not actually, it doesn't have traction, Yom Yerushalayim, to the extent that other holidays do. It's sort of become less of a holiday rather than more. But maybe that's my diaspora take on it.
It's a diaspora take. It's growing and becoming crazier every, this year they're taking over the first station and you have to imagine buses coming in of school children from every corner of the country. I don't even understand how Jerusalem, which is about the size of Glen Hazel, can handle it all. And buses come in and they line the street and they come in from Tiberia and they come in from Haifa and they come up from Beersheba and everybody is in blue and white. I'm going to be wearing blue and white. My husband goes to work wearing blue and white. It is a miraculous celebration because miracles really are vivid and alive here. You know, they're not things of the pages of parchment. And it's a diaspora take because it really isn't a big deal overseas. And here it's the heartbeat. It's fantastic. It's just fabulous. I'll send you pictures.
Okay. Thank you so much, Andrea. That is where we leave it this week. We wish you a Shabbat Shalom, you and your family.